Hello, everyone, and welcome into the Talking Puck Podcast, Tiny Biscuits. I know, we haven't really been there the last week and a half or so, but well, sometimes life gets in the way. I apologize. I know that those of you who are regular listeners enjoy when the podcasts are on time and delivered, you know, a couple times a week, and that is normally what we do. But again, things happen. However, I am happy to announce that there have been some significant technology upgrades to the Sunday night show, Talking Puck TV, and those will be going into effect in the next coming weeks. So I've been trying to get all that ironed out a little bit more to it than I actually realized, but that's okay. So it's going to result in a better end product for all of us, and I'm just really excited about it. So looking forward to that. Okay, let's get into the topic here. First and foremost, by the way, follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air, and in my Twitter bio, there's a link to join our Talking Puck Discord, where we have all kinds of great conversations about hockey, and we welcome fans. Any team, feel free to jump in, be a part of things. If you want a room set up for your team, just let me know, and I will set it up. Send me a tweet at Callahan on Air. Okay, let's get into this. So this is a weird year. It's a weird couple of seasons. The pandemic is not normal. We will have a new normal on the other side of it. We don't know what it's going to look like just yet. We're probably getting a little sense of it, but we don't 100% know. The NHL, for the most part, has done a pretty good job of navigating this. It's not easy. NHL teams have been put through the ringer, in some cases, some worse than others, none worse than the Vancouver Canucks. And I think the NHL made the right decision after JT Miller's comments earlier this week to push the Canucks schedule back. Let's start there. I think that was a good decision. I think it was a right decision. Here's my problem. They're still going to try to play 56 games with the Canucks. How are they going to play 56 games? The NHL, I appreciate you want to cling to the math, and that teams are going to complain about not only this doesn't necessarily affect the Canucks or the playoffs. Barring a miracle, they were not a playoff team. Okay, that's fine. And you can go win percentage anyway. And believe it or not, when I look at win percentage, the teams are in the exact same spot they are now when you do it by points. So not a huge deal. That said, it'll affect draft position, but you just take the whole league by win percentage. Look, this, and I know the teams that feel they quote-unquote get jobbed by this. Look, was Vancouver going to come back and go on a 10-game win streak with a team that not only were their NHL-level guys hit hard by COVID, and there are lingering effects from this, and I hope not super long-term for these guys, but I mean, we probably all know someone or you know, 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon our way to someone who is still suffering with long-term effects of having had COVID-19. Just because you are a finely conditioned athlete does not mean it doesn't attack your body. We haven't heard anything from Marco Rossi since he went home to recover, and the Minnesota Wild certainly miss him. And to think that the members of the Vancouver Canucks would just get up and running right away and get going, no, that's absurd. And it's hit most of the roster. And the Utica Comets have had the same thing happen in the American Hockey League. They've had several weeks of pause because of COVID-19. So it's not like they could dip into the American Hockey League pool. And even if they could, they would call those players up from the United States to Canada. Guess what? They have to quarantine. So you don't have a 100% healthy American League team. You certainly don't have a 100% healthy NHL team. What do you want? An ECHL team out there? No. Nobody wants that. That's not good for competitive balance. It might be an incredible opportunity of a lifetime for the players that do get a chance to do something like that, but it's a bad look for the league. But they're still going to try to shoehorn 56 games, and I do not agree with that. I just don't. I don't think it's good for player safety, and you know I'm a big player safety guy. I just don't see what is the point of grinding all those games out. Even if the Canucks are a first-place team, there's no point grinding all those games out. Let them come back when they can come back and be healthy and play. I understand it's affecting all the other teams in the North Division. I get it. But guess what? This is not a normal year. It's just not. It's not like the team caught a flu bug and really had a problem here. And, oh, no, you know, six guys are out of the lineup with the flu for a week. I mean, that could happen. But this is not the flu. And this is not a week. This is a season we're talking that you're trying to now compact even more from what it was compacted. Yeah, I know you built in an extra week, but it's just not worth it. It's not worth it to try to play all those extra games for the Canucks, for their health, for their safety. And I understand that means other teams in the Canadian division, their game totals are going to be off too. I know they'll try to stitch it together as best as they can. But look, if we have 1 year where we go by win percentage, I don't know why the NHL is so damn stubborn about not wanting to go on win percentage. It makes no sense to me. There's no reason for it. Point totals don't matter for this year. It's not a full 82 game season. It's not like anybody's going to break a record point total or break a record win total. It's a pandemic. The NHL just needs to let go of this concept and just play what you can play. But if you really do have the safety of players and their families at the forefront of your mind, then it's time to say, we're going to do what we can, play as much as we can within the realm of reason, and we're going to go by win percentage. And you know what? It's a weird year. It's going to be a weird draft. We're already talking about that. That's a future podcast. Because who knows what you're getting in any of these rounds. The Ontario Hockey League's not even playing this year. There's no Memorial Cup. Junior barely played this year. American colleges, some played, some didn't. Yeah, there's a lot for us to get into there. But it's time. It's time to just say, look, safety matters. Health matters. We'll play what we can play. Win percentage it is. Nobody's complaining about that. The AHL already does that. The West Division, in a normal year, plays 8 less games than the rest of the league. I don't see what the big deal is. All right, that's it for this Tiny Biscuits. We'll catch up with you next time. Please follow me on Twitter at Callahan On Air. Don't forget, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, Talking Puck TV, myself and former Avs voice Mike Haynes. We're on Twitch and we're on YouTube. We'll talk to you then. Take care, everybody. Stay safe.